Okay, so what we have here, basically, we were talking about, and I want to go over this in Ramban. What we were trying to do is to set up two types of gezeiros. Okay? He has over here, he says, Ki'inyan shor shishis b'chometz. So one of the gezeiros is an asmachta from Loisasul. And one of the gzeiros is Ushmartem es Mishmarti. Two types of gzeiros. Okay? And the, for example, Chometz B'Shor Shishis is a gzeira of Leisosel. And this is understandable because Ramban basically says that Leisosel, okay, Loisasul probably is that the Rabbonon, what they could have done is that they had said that this is B'chal D'Raisa, we would have to listen to them. But instead they decided to make a new Gzeir Rabbonon, and that is what Loisasul is all about. Okay? So that's the Koyach Loisasul. But something which they had said that is B'chal the din, the Taylor, the Rabbonim, let's start again. The Rabbonim basically have the right for Leisasso to interpret Torah Shemiksav in the light of the Yigimu Midas, whichever way they want to interpret it, okay? Whichever way they decide to interpret Torah Shemiksav, okay? But it has to be within the realm that we can accept this as an interpretation. But if we look at them and they say it's an interpretation, and we would say, you know, this is nothing to do with anything. So then you can't put it on the Leisasso, even as an asmachta, and has to be ushmalte mes mishmalte. Okay. And basically, what he ends up doing is that chometz b'shor shishis. Okay. If they, I assume what he say, if they had said ach b'yom rishon, really is earlier than Chatzeres, we would have to accept that. Okay?
And that's plausible.
However, if they would have said Shnius la'arayis or Nesu menatera, we wouldn't have to accept that. Okay? And therefore, you can't put it under the category of Loisasul, but it must be something called Tzrach. And the word tzrach has new meaning over here, because the word tzrach basically meant, when we had it before, we were talking about tzrach truma, it's something people decide to do on their own. And here it can't mean that, because it don't make any sense. It's something which bezn asid, but it's something which you can put a handle on, and you can't handle it 100%. Okay? It's like a handle. You're not in the thing itself. You're only trying to hold on to it, I assume. Okay? So these are basically two different types of gzeiros. Okay? So, you know, one of the things we're going to have to do over here, okay, and, you know, before I focus, I just want to tell you what this very interesting thing. The question is, what exactly is asmachta? Okay? And does hasmachta have to be real? Okay? Because you get the impression over here that hasmachta has to be some reality, okay? But on the other hand, you see many hasmachtas which, you know, have no clue. So why is Ramban getting so excited over here that the hasmachta has to have some rhyme and reason? Okay? Which is the basic issue which we get to, and what's going on in Drosh and Teresh about Peh, and what's going on with what's in Asmachta, and what's the necessity you need for an Asmachta. Okay? Which we'll have to get into. Okay? And basically, again, Loisasul is Mashmosa Inyan. And basically, you could have interpreted it like that, but you didn't. What's an amazing thing, which I don't get, the Ramban saying to say that Shavus of, you see, if it was said Shavus of Doim Lamelocha,
Arus said Nicha.
So it looks like a Melacha. So if they would say it's a Melacha, we would have to accept them. But a Shvus of Shema Yale V'Yitloish, a Shvus of Shema something, that should be, in interpreting the Torah, you couldn't such this thing, is to me amazing. Okay? I think that's what comes out of coin Ramban, because Ramban is ready to accept Shvus. Is Bechal. And that's the Shvus that he's talking about, I think. Okay. So that's what we have over here. Interesting also, okay? What is the Kriach of Beis Din to make Gzeris on the Dereisa level? Okay? So, a priori, you would have said to yourself, you know, what is this guy talking about? The Ram says, it's Loisoso Dereisa. The Ramban says, everything's an Asmach. Okay? Correct? However, that's not clear at all. Because the Ramban says, and I think that's true, the Ramban says, for example, in before, when he's talking about, when he talked about what the Kriach of Beis Din is, to make Zeris Melisoso, he says, V'kol shekein shamam b'hen v'oive bi'achas mehen al dashu oise isa she'eno oive b'la'av azeh v'eno b'chlau din parashizu klau v'fi shukula oive shamamim v'lachaitim. Okay. If a person violates the Rabbonim and he says that it's also, I'm a Baal Taiva, that wouldn't be Loisoso, but you can imagine Loisoso if a person denies the efficacy of the Rabbonim to make Gzeris. Okay? So it means that the Ramban, is clearly ready to accept from the Dereisa point of view, Beis Din has the right to make Gzeris. He's just wondering whether it's a Loisoso if they deny the efficacy of Beis Din to do such a thing. That's what comes out. Listen again. V'kol shekein, this is the Ramban earlier, she'hamamre bohen v'yo'oive v'achas mehen al dashu oise iso she'eno oive b'lava zeh v'eno b'chal din parashizu klau. That's a double portion. Lefi shehi kula oinish hamamrim v'lo achaitim. But if he denies the efficacy, he could have imagined in the suffering Ramban. But they clearly had the efficacy to do it. The question is that b'chal the parasha of Zochim Mamre if you deny it? Which is an amazing thing. That the Isa is a Chal Hashem. But I don't violate Loisoso when I'm over it. But if I deny their efficacy, then I might be over Loisoso. So that's the other state number.
Without the Maisa just denying stuff?
I don't know. It could be that he has to do it. And in a sense of denial. That's really irrelevant to me. Okay? But if he violates, it's not because he's violating the Isa, it's because he's denying the efficacy. How the Maisi has to be over with, he has to do it also, and that's the denial in B'toich Yad Roma, maybe, but that's not, you know, but the question is, conceptually, what's the Issa? The Issa is the denial, correct? The question is, in the modus operandi, how he has to violate the Issa, go this way, that we have to worry about it. I don't know how specific he is about it. Maybe he has to violate this, but we're talking about it, maybe. Okay? Now, L'cheira, let me move it another step, okay? when he talks about the mitzvahs chadoshes in Ramban, okay, that when he's ready to accept the Zikmon and Shabbos with 2 days, or the mitzvahs chadoshes like Ner Chanukah, is because of Leisoso, is because of Shalom Vichvi Agate Chosikenecha Yoimuloch, right? 2 days in the morning Shabbos. So he says like this before. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Omar, She'ein smach bi'oise halav el divreihem l'dvorim el divreihem she'esh v'em ikka b'teira. V'atam bozeh boro לפי שלבורם שהם מוסיפים במצווה התורה עצמון כאין פירוש התורה הוא שהם זל אויבים וכל צמבו ופישתם הוא קריים וכל שבוס הוא מלאכה וקייצה באלו אוקיי שלא ידעתם כאין או יחיוב מהמין או יסון מזה עליו בבן שהוא מחייב או יסון להמין בתורה כמו שיפור שוהם אוקיי that's good right and that's what he said Right? But however, he does like this. He says in that part before. He says, yeah. In his Rabbani Tamar Rav, v'chule, avol onu, im heyeshtai, skipping a little bit further, in that Rabban Le'el, avol onu, im heyeshtai teinu, she'em bohem zeche b'lav hazeh, מכל מקום מינו חכמים הוא לא בקלושן הזה listen to this is the important part of לושן לפי שהושו מאיתו יסעלה הושו מאיתו יסעלה לפי הקבולה לסכן ולסעדה והם דושן בזה רמוזים וגמצ'ס so it means that the כך to make new תקונס, new mitzvahs is a Meser Baal Peh, Kabbalah. Okay?
Not Lotosser.
Yeah, no, but Lotosser anyway is an Asmacht. But the question is the Meser, because that's what he's Mechadish over here before, and that's different than Lotosser, correct? But Lotosser is only an Asmacht. But you get the impression, even Lotosser being an Asmacht, there's some based in Torah Shabbat Safford, which is an amazing thing. Correct? And let me read you another thing, okay? And then we'll try this. Yeah. I'll read to you on Ban and Shabbos, and you take this on its own. On Ban and Shabbos, Sadi Heyam and Av. Divra Maskel Hocha Leke Gumas. It's talking about when you make Zeris of Shvus. Ika de Kashi Lehu. Do I mean a peg, Bamba Madlikin, Gizera Alisa de Shisha, Mishum Alisa de Alma? It's a shayla, you make Gizera Zil Atuzu, okay? Umafog, Shiny Hossam, Imnesha Gizera Mashmaas Kula, Uman de Shoma, Lo Yoda Ishishahi. That's the more. It's a question, what's happening there, okay? ואני אומר, אין אומרים באיסורי שבת, זו דוימו לזו, זה important part. אלו מוסרון הכוסוב, what's the word מוסרון הכוסוב mean? We talk about הכוסוב. וכי talking about תורה שבכתב, you're not talking about the מסירה. I mean, no. Normally you wouldn't mind that, but what does the word mean? מוסרון הכוסוב. Mosro in Hakosuv, Lechachomim, Behin Gozu Bezu, Mimne Shi Melocha Mitsuya, B'she'eno mitzui loy gozo. So what does that mean? It means then, I would assume, that the basic kliach to make gezeiros is Torah shebichtav. Whereas, when you talk about mitzvos chadoshos, the basic kliach is Torah shebaaleh. Derech agav, he can begin talking about the pchaim. I don't know if he quotes this Ramban over here, but the basic kliach of the Ramban to make a gezeira, he agrees with the Rambam, that's a deraisa. Okay? But it's not the Ramban about mitzvah chadosh that's the Torah shebaal peh. It even, you don't even need that, because the chayim, the mosan ha-kosuv, is in Torah shebichtav. Okay? So it's an amazing thing. The whole thing's in asmachta. Okay? And then he talks about mosan ha-kosuv. The whole thing's in asmachta. And he's talking about mosan ha-kosuv, the chayim, that something's happening over here. Correct? Then, just to broaden, I'm just trying to tell you, not that I have all the answers, see what I have, but when even if I don't say anything over here, I think the Diuk and Mosan HaKosov and the Rosh and Pia Kabbalah are very, very interesting. Okay? Now, and Derechav, you should not this, you should not confuse with the Ritva. When the Ritva talks about different times, Mosan HaKosov, we'll see this later, then the Mosan HaKosov is to make it into a Dereisa, to decide, whether this goes into the Issa or not. Okay? This is not that, okay? This is a Mosan HaKosov to let them decide when to make the Gzeira. It's an amazing thing. Mosan HaKosov and Gzeira, and both of them are it's either Oslo Davor or not Oslo. What's going on? Okay? It's an amazing thing. When you look at Mosh Shabbos, this Rambam doesn't mean anything. But you take this and this and all together, it's an amazing thing. Okay? But then, you have to ask yourself a different question. Necessarily, I can't say I'm 100% sure that I know the answer about this question. We have basically two extremes over here. We have on one hand the mitzvah chadoshes, which are under shal v'chav yagetcha. And we have at least also the gzeris, which we have to accept what they say if they would have said that that's the pshat, correct? But then you have shniyos, which are a whole different story. Shniyos, he says, are basically srach. And if they would say that that's the deraisa, you wouldn't have to accept what they said. Right? So, what is their kliach to make gezeiros? Okay? And the important thing, what's happening over here, okay, and the amazing thing is, you see, if you look at the Ramban over here that we were learning and we're working on now, the Ramban goes out of his way to say that the asmachta has to be real over here. Okay, you could have imagined it's b'chal mashmaos hakosov. So the same thing he says, u'shmalti mes mishmalti. Correct? So I would have assumed, from the parallel structure, that even though you can't say that a poshita, the rabbonon of shnius l'arayis is b'chal loisoso, because if they would have told you that that's in the category of the d'raisa, you wouldn't have to accept what they say. But still, you could have imagined in Ushmalti Mr. Mishmalti, and that is the kliach of the Rabbonon in the Kosuv to make his anus. Okay? Whereas in basically the whole kliach to make gezeiros is only Kabbalah. Okay. But in this kliach to make gezeiros, which is masan akos of the chamim, there are two categories. There's one that's loisoso, and there's one that's, the question is, we have to know, is there nafgamina, which one it goes under? But I would assume that both is also masan akos. I can't tell you for sure, but he's going out of his way to say that. It's a very important thing. If that's correct, the word mitzvah, mitzvahs chachamim, okay, is found by both Shnius Arayis and also by Poshet Rabbonus Noisoso. You don't find the word mitzvahs chachamim by mitzvahs chadoshes. Then the word mitzvahs chachamim, the Gemara, might have new parameters. It might mean that midraisa from Torah Shebiksav were obligated to listen to them. And then, on those types of things, the Gemara never had a problem. How can you say, Asher Kirishanu b'mitzvoisav? The problem they only had was only in the mitzvah chadoshes. Okay? Now here, I have a question which I do not know the answer to. Once the Ramban is ready to say that there was a Kabbalah, that they have the right to mitzvah chadoshes, kushalahem, so what do you need the asmachta of shalovichav yageitchav zikeinechav yoimuloch? Why is it enough to say b'kabbalah hu shalahem and shalom Yisrael? You know, what was the kash in the Gemara, and what did we gain by the answer? You know, I'm sorry I'm going to leave you with a lot of questions, but I think any thinking person has to ask these questions. You know, it's an amazing thing. Asher kirishanu b'mitzvoisav. What's the difference? Shalavicha getcho. It has to somehow be in the Torah. What is? It's all asmachta anyway. It's not mashmosa. No. So what happened? And if you're going to tell me that it goes into after you finish, it goes into mashmosa kosuv, and it's mosan kosuv. Okay. So how does he say who shall have the Kabbalah? So it's not! So if it's not, see, you're back to where you started. So what's the whole discussion of the Moshe? But that's really the sign. Okay. It's a very important issue. What is the Kriyah Chomex? So this is what Rav Chaim comes in. That's what Mechonim quotes. I don't know if Rav Chaim quotes this whole Cheshbon, okay? But this is probably what the Kriyah Chomex is referring to. And he heard from Rav Chaim, but Shemati Moru Rabbi, a guy, Chaim Alevi Zal, mi Bris, Mephorish Das Ramban, Hanau, Nei, Namish Nitzavino Besina, Lishmol Dibrachomim, Voiva al Dibreim, Oiva al Tzibu Yazeh, Avo Ein Bohen Iso Mitzan Atzmon. I don't know Oyvah at Sivui is there. I'm not sure which Sivui. I don't know if exactly if I would go that far, but he says that each Isa you're doing, you're not violating Isa the Raisa. The Rabbanan have a Kayach, that's what I would tell you. You have to understand what that means. But he's saying that's different than the Rambam. That's certainly cool. True. I'm just not sure how you play this out and what it means. But that's where Chaim's coming from, I think. Okay. Now, my next question. Oh, so I understand what the Gemara Shabbos is bothered by. Why do you need a shekel shem mitzvah? You know, how can you say, because everything else is mashmos akosuv. But the Marashach, we don't know what the Gemara answered, now that fits into the Masorah Baal Peh, correct? Those are reasonable things.
So then,
let me just ask you something. Okay. When they say, when the Ramban finishes, now let me just read this thing again. Avol onu im heyoyis daitenis Ramban liel. I'm just trying to put everything together here. She'ein bohem zeche b'lav hazeh mikom mokom minin chachomim hu loy meklosh nazeh lifi shehusu v'ito yis'ale v'pi ha'kabola sakim l'sadeh. Okay? That, we're okay to that point. Now he adds a few more words, which are amazing. I'm going to ask you, here I'm just going to raise my hand to Rabbeinu Shalom. V'heim doshim bozeh rimozim u'gematriyes. Okay. So Vaitis and Asmachta, okay. So what happened before? What's the Asmachta of Leisosu and the Asmachta Ushmalta Mismishmalti? That's Mosu Nakosu? In here, he stresses. We're Mosu Gematriois. Then what? It's not Mosan HaKosov. So what? Just in terms of the other question, he's trying to say, because we have this Remez, therefore we say there's a Mosan HaPer. Without they wouldn't have known. But that's really no gate to what we talked about before. Okay? But I'm not interested about that now. I want to know after we're finished. Okay? We have something called a Anasmachta, okay? The Gemara says that Shal Bicha Geit Chozikonech Zan Asmachta, okay? Is there a difference between this type of Asmachta and the Asmachta that the Gemara has in Luis Sosu that becomes a Mosan HaKosuv? Okay. Or the Asmachta from Mushmalti Mis Mishmalti that becomes a Mosan HaKosuv? But you see, if the Asmachta is just a Remez and a Gematria, can you really say Mosan HaKosuv? Okay. And the Lashon of the Ramban in Cherish Bays, when he talks about the Droshes, Asmachta Ba'alma, many times, Asmachta Ba'alma, Asmachta Ba'alma, Asmachta Ba'alma. Is it real? Every case, you open up the Cherish Bays in the middle over there. For example, I'll read you some of this. It says, V'yoi chai b'talma b'cho mokom sh'mevi mikol l'medrush m'ne midrashin gon sh'yoi b'bal ha'maima atzmoi sh'nemo oi sh'yishalu m'nolon m'no animili yotzim na medrush dimen adina b'kulum yachshu b'talma shu d'raisa v'yishu imenu ad sh'yitaret m'taret v'yoi ma'al m'de rabonon hu ko asmach t'balma v'chein omu oi v'gmo ha'mashkin li'in sh'visa d'azmira u'b'tzira chayiv Vashal told us, look, Upolich Mosanya, Umutarzu, Aborakos Macht Baumu, the Chem Peg Lishan the Sukkah, Upeg Achrein the Yuma, Mikos Halbet, Ugmora Yavomis, Omutera, Meshech, Moshech Oichabetruma, Midivreim, Gozualov, Vikshu, Mosi, Mezve, Moshech, Soch Shimo, Metaris with Abon, Sholo, the common, my common, Korelo, Oma, Hoto, Kotoi, I don't know, Hue. He says, no. O Kor, did you make a court, Nossig, Loy Tamun, the Kor, the Reisehu, Vloihi, the Rabonin he, O Kor, Smacht Baum. You know, every time we say, Mokom is Yishalo, Oma Kor, Lamai, Ossig, because the posse is not for this. So all these cases of Asmachta, is something real? Or it's not a command, it's a Asmachta Ba'alma. I'm not sure. Over here, I would a priori want to say that it's more like what the Ramban's doing in Shal Avichav Yagencha. What's that? Chivu. In other words, there's Mushter Oteir over here in this Asmachta. In Moistosel. That they could have basically said that if they we would have to listen to him. No. But since they didn't do it, we have to listen to it. So I'm wondering, maybe, and this is something major then, Maybe the Ramban has two types of asmachtas. And maybe the word asmachta, you know, and here, the word asmachta is a very important thing, because the asmachta of Loisosla, and the asmachta of Shmartim, is basically telling you a Mosana Kosuv. Because if we wouldn't have the asmachta, it wouldn't be Mosana Kosuv. And the question is, do you say the Poshet Asmachta, which Ramban calls Lemozen Gematrius, that it's Mosan HaKosuv? Okay. So this becomes very interesting, you know, talking about the whole issue of what Asmachta is. You know, I looked around and saw people, I didn't see this, but these Rambans are very important. They're beginning to think about it. Okay. Now, let's continue. So now we have that. Just even before we talk about this, okay, there is something more than this. See, the question is, even before we get to this point, there's a basic point. There's a new asmachta over here. There's something new over here. But Lemaise, why does the Ramban have to work so hard calling one asmachta from Leisoso and one asmachta from Ushmarta Mes Mishmarti? You know, what the heck, what difference does it make? I understand that when he's Mechadish in Shalavichav Yageitcha, that he has something called and it really is a gematria. Okay? That's all beseder. Okay? That's good. Correct? But it's husha. But there we understand Naskamina. It's here it's only Pia Kabbalah. And it's not Menakosuv. But what's the scoop? What's the Nafkamina? It's Menakosuv, this one or this Kosuv, okay? So the emes is, it's a nafkamina, the Ramban seems to say, that he says, chilek mimena. Ki ilu, I don't know if it's chaloshem with the reiser, or certainly with the rabbonon, that a person who violates a shvus is a melocha with the rabbonon. He says he violates the lascha melocha. A person who violates shnias arayis is not being a boil elva with the rabbonon. Lemaisa, the Rabbanon have koyach me'akosu to meishter thing. So it's a very important difference, and maybe that's why the Rabbanon go out of their way to have these two different drashes, because the etzem gezeira is called, it's both called a gezeira. One's called a gezeira begeder, that it's part and parcel of the deraisa isa, with the Rabbanon. And therefore, if they had said it, you could have made it part of it. And another type of gezeira, which is really not part, it's only called srach. It's like putting your handle on it and not holding the thing itself. And that's not, he's not a boil elva mid rabbon. Okay? So, for example, if you would have said that there's Yehovah Yahyavo on the rabbonas also, okay? So you can imagine Yehovah Yahyavo on a, if it would have been a gzera on a rayis, okay? That the gzeira like chometz b'shoshishis, I could imagine yehovah v'yavo, but in shnius you can't imagine yehovah v'yavo because it's not an elva midrabanan. Okay, but both of them is mosan hakosuv. Now I want to show you two things. I want to show you the same thing again in the Ramban, this type of thing, and I'll show that to the. I just want to just develop what this asmachta is. And I want to show you, we see the same thing on Ban, which you might not have been aware of when we were learning before, when he talks about Bosa B'chol. I want to show you an old Ramban that we had in this Sherish that it also plays itself out beautifully with this. Okay? Now it's like this. We have it. Good for.
Tetvo
in Rosh Hashanah. Everyone quotes the Tetvo, but I just want to learn up the Tetvo and I want to contrast it to Ramban.
Tetvo Rosh Hashanah Tezayin Amin Ali
V'hod Dika Oma Shekol Ma Shiesh Lo Asmachta Min Aposik Heira Kodesh Baruch Hu Shero'u Ilasas Kein Elo Shaloi Kogu Chivo Umosul Chachamim V'zedobo Boro V'emes V'lo K'divri HaMeforshim Ho Asmachtes Shuhu K'derch Simen Shenosul Chachamim V'lo Shekavonet Zater L'kach Chas V'sholim Yishtake Adovo V'lo Yoyma Shizu Das Minusu. The denial of the efficacy of Asmachta as just being a Simen Ba'almo, this Minus in the ability of how the Rabbonim basically interpret Torah Shemiksav is an issue of Poshet Minus, according to the Rifor. It's an amazing thing. Avlatera he'ira b'kach u'moscho chiyu v'adobo l'kobo l'chachomim im yirzu. They gave them the right. K'mo sh'nema v'sisa p'yadova she'agivu l'cho. U'lefikach timsa chachomim noisim b'chol mokon raya oi zeche oi asmach l'zibrei min atera. Kloima she'ena mechachim dovo milibo. Okay, now listen to the next thing. V'chol tera shel bal peh rimuza b'tera shebiksav shehi t'mima v'chas v'sholoim shehi chseira klum. What the Ritva has done over here is we were brought up to assume there are two separate Meseiras. There's a Meseira of Torah Shebiksav and a Meseira of Torah Shebalpeh. The Ritva says basically that is a mistake. Everything is in Torah Shebiksav. Some are much easier to see, and some you need asmachtas to see. But the asmachtas are real, and the asmachtas really make Teres Hashem Tamima. So, even before we start, if you would have asked me, is the approach of the Ramban that everything is in Teresh HaBiksav and it's real and the Asmachtu, I'm not sure I would say that. The Rambam, it's very clear not to say that, because see, the Rambam says what is Halacha Mosh Misinai? There's no relation to Teresh HaBiksav. It's always Tamarem. It's not, you don't really need it, and that's good for the different Shepirushim and Kabbalim. She might need a remez in the court to tell you that, you know, this might be the Pshat. Okay, and then there's a Messiah, this is the Pshat, okay, but it's not something real, okay. And the Ritva learns that basically it's not only it's real, but if you deny it, you're denying the Shleimus of Torah, okay.
So he doesn't mention Mezuz, he referring to the Rambam?
I'm not getting involved in this, okay. For example, hello. To give you an example of something that's very clear, you know, all the examples I gave before, the Ramban Asmachta, you can tell me, no, he might mean it's real, it's a Ritva. But if you go to the beginning of Sherish Aleph, when he's talking about Tayag Mitzvahs, and how do we know about Tayag Mitzvahs, and are they really Tayag Mitzvahs, he has the following phrase. V'safik acher im hi halacha moshe misinai, meaning Tayag, Kloima, Shnemu the Moishim Piagvua, kach b'kach mitzvah ani moisa locha letzavoyis to b'Yisrael meirosha. Not getting involved in minyan mitzvahs. Now, which are the mitzvahs? The minyan mitzvahs. Kach b'kach. O shehu asmachta ba'almo min ha'gematri hazeis. Shezu ha'chocham rab simloi ha'derish ze motza mitzvahs kein lefi ha'minyan shemona bohem v'nosa bohem simonim. Ubo rab mnuna achra v'somach ha'minyan haze le'gematri hazu. So I ask you, is this gematri real? Is this asmachta real? This asmachta. So I would not put the Ramban in the camp of the Ritva. On the other hand, L'chera, when he's talking about these two cases of Leisosu and the case of Shmalti Mes Mishmalti, he really is ending up with a Mosan HaKosuv, which is very interesting. Okay. I think, you know, if I didn't say anything, just pointing this out, it's an amazing observation. Okay, now next. Now. So it comes out, according to Yitvor, so there are two points over here in Yitvor. Every gzered rabbonon is kavonas hatera. That's the smachta. Even ashal avichav yagetcha. And he says that it's loisosu and has ikum and hatera. And shal avichav yagetcha doesn't have an ikum and hatera, but he stuck a dove of a chas v'sholot, right? That's one. The question is, the Rabbonons, what exactly does smachta mean in the Rabbonons? And I assume that for in all cases, would assume that the Rabbonon gave them a kliach to decide and do whatever they want. The Dreis, the Torah, gave them the kliach. But it's another issue, because if you look at he said very clearly, he said, "V'chol teresh about peh u'muze b'teresh b'ksav, shehi t'mimu v'chas v'sholim shichasei u'klum." So it means there's no such thing as teresh about peh. Everything is in teresh b'ksav. All gzeiros the rabbonon. All you give him midos. All teresh about peh. And asmachta, there's no such thing as asmachta ba'alma. But the, according to Ramban, is the Chteira Shebal Peh is a separate Mesera. Like the Rambam also, especially Alchum Yisina. Because Ramban says, he said, Avol ha'alocha l'moshe misina hi, k'moshe doshu teres, shtei teres, achas teres shebiksav, v'achas teres shebal peh. Two separate Mesera. According to Ritva, it's just, you know, that's the way. You know, you can derive it like this, you can derive it the other way, but it's not two separate tailors, say tailors. And according to the Ritva, it basically is one tailor. So, mamish, the whole world changes with this Ritva and Ramban. I think it's major. I just think maybe I'm wrong, but if I'm right, this is very, very important. Okay? Now, let me show you something. Now, the Ramban said previously, way back, but now you look at it, you see every word of B'tiktok. I'm reading you a passage of Ramban much earlier in Cherish Aleph, which you would never picked up before, but now it's an amazing thing. V'hine b'kan hevi oisono meshcho inyin l'dabi b'mash harav masmi oisono. Who's out sovo? Sheish b'chal abdul isoso kol mashu midibrei hachomim. Bein shehein mitzvahs kagoyim mikum agilu v'nei chanukah o shehein min atakonis asiyogim kagoyim Bosa cholov, bosa if b'cholov, ushniyos la'arayes. Okay, he puts bosa if b'cholov together with shniyos la'arayes. Then he continues, kum vaseg don gimel tefilos me'abrochis ruv v'chule, ubein shehein b'loisase kegoin kol shehu mishum shvus. Kegoin b'shabes v'yontiv v'chule. So why does he split the drabonas in two categories? So I say basically what he's doing is a reference to over here that the shniyos are not an eil of a drabonan. That's one category of gzeira. There's another category of Shabbos, which is a melachah medrabonan. Okay. But then the important thing is the bosa if b'cholov is like shniyos. He's putting it together. And therefore, at the end of this discussion, he quotes Loisoso. He says, Tishim, Sheshvus, Shabbos, Yontif, Yontif Sheini, Machule Shino, Taum, Oisabal of Sharachim is home, Lesnarik Divreim, Melab Loisoso. He's very careful. Lab Loisoso only going in the end. Because in the end, you never would have seen this before, but that Midrabono is a Melocha, and that's Loisoso. And here, it's Tama Choka Ba'amu. And that's what the Ramban, you know, it's Mamish, I think now it's very Meduic in what he's saying. And then it comes out, and that's the very, very important thing. The Bosa Oif B'cholov. Bosa Oif B'cholov is not Bosa B'cholov. And if you look at the Ram, Hilchos Mamrim, it would support it. Islam says this was Xerah to this. And they want to keep away from this, achukah from this, achukah from that. It really isn't real. And it's like shniyos la'arayos. And, I'll come back to it in a second, basically, B'skirov has this etzim chiluk when he talks about chometz b'shor chamishis and shor shishis. Because chometz b'shor shishis is chometz u'drabonon, and it's like b'shvus, and chometz b'shor chamishis is a chokah. And he has this in the Rambam also. And there are two types of Xeira the Rabbonim. And this is the Rambam in Hilchos Machos Asuris. V'chein boso chaya v'oiv bein b'cholov chaya bein b'cholov behema eno osa b'achil v'natayu l'figoch muta l'vashle muta b'anoya v'osa b'achil v'vaysoifim k'dei shlo yifshu ho'om. And therefore, there's no isa of bisho on oif. And hano in bosa oif b'cholov. And you look at the biagro and yodeya simen peiz nayin sif katan vav. But it's a chefs of a siog. It's a shmartim is mishmarti. And that's why the Ram has this explanation of it. And then, that's a pshat in Ramon, in Yehudea, in Simon Pei Zayin, Sif Samach, Sif Gimel, Hagov Nogul Asois, Chol Mishkeidim, Manichin, Bo, Bosa Oif, Chol V'enu Rachmid Rabobim, Avo Bosa Behem V'yesh Laniach, Eitzel hacholov shkedim, also ein avo bosa b'cholov is a problem. La'niach eitzel hacholov shkedim mishumar sa'ayim. Okay. This basically, you know, so Ramban mamish is it's absolutely beautiful. It's an amazing thing. Okay. I think. We'll leave over here. I want to go on this more to talk about because the Ramban basically says that the Kirch of the Gzeira is to make Gzeira is also the Reis of Shmat and Mishmalti. We have to understand what that is. Okay?